are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it is time for the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare. And joining me this morning is Rhea from the Discovery Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. It's been very nice being here and meeting you. It's always good to have new faces in town.
Absolutely. It's been great. And this is our first chance to meet.
It is.
I've still got to get over to the Discovery Center. It looks like just a fun place, lots of neat things to explore.
We have a lot of fun things. Yes, that's very true. Our exhibit hall has been open for now a little over a month, and it's going pretty well. But I'm also a little concerned about the rising cases, so we've got to keep an eye on that.
Absolutely. So you guys have been doing your capital campaign there at the Discovery Center, and it's kind of winding down.
We have been doing our endowment campaign for 3 years now.
Wow.
So we started 3 years ago with the South Dakota Community Foundation. They put out a challenge for us. If we raise $80,000, which is a lot of money for us,
right,
they will give us a gift of $20,000 on top of that.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. That is a huge amount, obviously. They match it 25%. So for every $100 you give, we get $25 from them on in addition. And it is ending in 1 week.
So.
September 30th is the last day, and we have only 8,000 to go, which is absolutely amazing that we got there.
Yeah, that is great.
I cannot believe how generous and how supportive the community has been, and we are incredibly grateful even to got that far, but obviously to get a goal like that under our belt would be absolutely amazing. So it's 8,000 to go. Every little thing helps. We have started a 20 for 20 not too long ago, where we said, give us $20 for a $20,000 match in 2020. And even that, when we started that one, we were close to 20,000, and we've already made it that far. So it's just this little hump. And
this is our final push.
This is our call out here. So if you have the means to support us, we will be eternally grateful. The endowment campaign is going to be for us as a buffer. We are not state funded. We are not federally funded. Mm-hmm. We are only funded by people coming in the door, members, donors, and we write a lot of grants.
Sure.
And that's the only way. So we fund ourselves. And there are always times when, especially our grant funding, that's not something that is steady. You know, you have to go out, write your grant, hope that you get it. There's lots of competition.
Yes.
And so for us being almost 80% grant funded, actually, that is a big, big part. And sometimes years just happens where grants fall through, and then we don't have a buffer to fall back. So the endowment campaign was really set up for us to make it through bad years. Something like right now, if that happens and some of our revenue dries up, we can still rely on that endowment campaign. So for us, that's really our safety net. And we've never had this in our 30 years of existence. So this is the first time we've started it. We're really excited for it, and we hope we can finish strong.
Yeah, definitely. And if people that are listening hear about this and they're like, you know what, I can give a little bit more, how do they go about making a donation to this?
The easiest way is to do it online. You can go to our website, sd-discovery.org/donate. So if you go to our donation, all the way at the end of our donation page is a direct link to the South Dakota Community Foundation. That money does not go to us. It goes directly to the South Dakota Community Foundation. So giving it to them directly is the easiest way. You can drop off a check right at the Community Foundation if you are in town. You can do it online just with your credit card. You can drop us off a check and we bring it to the South Dakota Community Foundation, or send it in, whatever works. We are just excited that the community is so fantastic to us.
Yes, that's great. The finish line is right there. Let's get that push and get that extra $20,000. That would be a great
that would
buffer
be just,
for you guys.
Exactly. I mean, $20,000 for just doing this for 3 years now is absolutely amazing. And we are so grateful for the Community Foundation to have been offering this to us and sticking through with us, because usually it's for 2 years, this challenge, and they already extended it for a year for us and said, you can do this.
Wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful.
So let's dig deep, folks. Help out the Discovery Center to get that extra $20,000 in. That way, you know that they're going to be around, and this will be something that will help you make sure you can keep the doors open and help,
no matter what happens. And for people that are asking, well, what does the Discovery Center do? We have the exhibit hall, which is obviously the main thing that people are thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
But we are trying to work on getting equity in education for everyone. Everyone should have an education. We work with a lot of rural and tribal schools. right now we are supporting a lot of the schools through this pandemic and actually helping them to go to home-based learning if they have to, some of the virtual parts if they have to, so that it's still engaging and hands-on. We're all about hands-on exploration.
Right.
We support teachers. We support scientists so that they can be better communicators, so that they can actually talk to us and tell us what is going on in these times.
Great.
And we just do quite a bit all across the state, actually. And so.
So there's a lot of great things happening, a lot of wonderful things that you do. Thank you for that. And hopefully this final push, this last week, let's get it done.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Rhea, joining us from the Discovery Center this morning. Like she said, you can donate online, stop by with a check. However you can help, if we can get to that last 8,000, that would be wonderful. There is your People in the Neighborhood Tuesday edition this